Oh man, it's Will Smith on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Men in Black, taking us back to 1997. Can you
feel it? Love the music, Namibia's Heart and Soul, Fresh FM.
Quick question: have you ever seen a chicken dance? Can you attempt to do the chicken dance? Tune in at 5:20 Mondays to Fridays with Paula and Shares, where we will be encouraging you to shake your feathers and embrace your inner chicken, as I believe. The best chicken dance of the week will receive their Galitos meal voucher worth $500. Galitos tastes like home.
Streaming live across the globe 24/7 on the Fresh FM player on freshfm.com.na.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Well, let's have a look at your roads real quick. Mandumo Demifayo, the avenue there off and Western Bypass Road, that is completely off in terms of the traffic signals. Also, looking at, I had something else here. Let me just quickly double check. Yes, NES Peter Nyanyema Road, the traffic signals there are also flashing on red. That's all we have for you right now at this moment. If there's anything else that you see as you're driving to work right now, please alert us and we will share this information.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report. Let's go.
Fresh Tuesdays on 102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
We're bringing you the vibes and it's all today.
It's 7:48 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We're talking about the sport, or rather the sciences behind betting and the controversies that come with it. And we're simply asking you if you are involved with it.
I'm a Dendin, Genji. Because I'm a horrible soccer fan of Advert Mike. Do need that with me. Because as soon as it goes from being sport to a business type of transaction, then things change, and then you are very much more affected by the result, sometimes even when the result is actually in your sporting favor. Just because it's not in your betting favor, it was, yeah, like, then you want to feel some type of way about it too. Lost that bet, Huta.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Peter. We appreciate it. Now, we've got the chief PRO of the Ministry of Environment, pardon me, Forestry and Tourism, spokesperson Romeo Munyunda on the line with us, just to have a conversation about the recent revelation from the ministry in declaring all forms of betting, including sports betting, illegal. What does this mean? We need that clarity. Aputi Romeo.
Yes, NSK, good morning. Good morning to the listeners.
Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes out to speak to us, Romeo.
No problem.
Now, no problem. Romeo, the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism declared all forms of betting, including sports betting in the country, illegal after it emerged that the Lotteries Board, which falls under the ministry, did not receive any applications nor issued any licenses to legalize betting activities in Namibia. What exactly does this declaration mean? Just walk us through the technicalities of this declaration from the ministry.
Yes, I think it's a declaration that may be misunderstood by many people, especially those in the betting sectors or in the gaming sectors. What the minister meant with that declaration is this was just to encourage those that are involved in such activities to ensure that they follow the law. And in 2021 already, we have operationalized the Lotteries Act, which is a law that that regulates activities such as betting and under bookmaker licenses. Now, the minister was saying that we as a ministry has not received any applications, especially for bookmaker, which is the betting license. And to that effect, we see a lot of betting operations taking place in and around Namibia. And in that regard, those activities that are doing that are doing it illegally. But this is not to say that betting is illegal. We are just saying that those that are conducting it must really follow the law and apply for the licenses that are appropriate for them to undertake such an activity.
Sports betting companies right now, Romeo, I just really want to understand this. They need some sort of certificate licensing from your line ministry?
Yes, they do. They do. Actually, look, we have been working on the regulation or the law itself.
Yeah.
There has been a lot to respect ever since, I think, 1992. Mm. However, we actually revised it so that we include new types of gaming, which is lotteries. And it is included in the new law, which was launched in 2021, last year, operationalized. So under that law, they are required that they have a bookmaker license. That is a license that enables you to carry out that activity. We don't want to see, it's a sector actually, you know that it's a sector, it's blooming, it's coming up, there's a lot of them now, and as a sector, we need to regulate that sector so that we protect both the player and those that are actually running it.
Mm.
So if not regulated, somebody wins money and then they are not given the money. Now who comes in and resolves these disputes? There are issues also of responsible betting, all of those things. There are things that we need to regulate, and we need the operators also to take responsibility and and give maybe even education and awareness to their clients in terms of responsible betting, so that we don't end up having a society that has an addiction and also maybe wasting resources on betting, and we have people that are in poverty.
If you just joined us, you're speaking to Romeo Muyunda, the Chief PRO of the Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism. Now, I did a tidbit more reading and a bit more digging. And in my reading, I also uncovered that the ministry has taken steps to, or said to have taken steps to protect minors by prohibiting schools from distributing raffle tickets to underage individuals, aiming to prevent their exposure to illegal methods of generating money. Is this already in effect, Romeo? And does that mean that schools right now who are running raffle tickets are doing so, breaking the law?
Yeah, I mean, all types of competitions, games, and these raffle tickets where you stand a chance to win something. If you are running that activity, that you are making people to do an activity and they stand a chance to come out and win something, then you are in a gaming industry. And that means you have also to apply for a license similarly.
Mm.
But especially for kids, because gaming is literally not for kids. And if you expose them to a game of chance, they will grow up with that mentality that they become the future gamblers, people that will forever be gambling and wanting to win big money prizes. So we don't want that, and that is why this law is specifically targeting the young people, especially those that are in school going or schools. They are encouraged to refrain from doing that. And especially using children to advance that cause, that is actually not allowed, because we are exposing them to the illicit activities of society, and we may regret as the current society that exposes them to these things.
Okay, so right now I'm just trying to contextualize this, Romeo. I have a kid, primary school. She comes home with this raffle ticket right now in this current state. I mean, the kids are on holiday right now, but when they come back, you know, for one or other reason, who are we running this competition for, fundraising of the school? Daddy, please help. Is that where I put down the marker and say, well, the school at this point is overstepping, and I call the ministry, or I go to the school and I speak to the school, letting them know that there is this act that prohibits raffle tickets?
Yeah, I think as parents also, I think we should take responsibility of our own children. And look, we are not doing this for for the ministry's sake, but we are doing this to protect our children.
Yes.
And as parents, you should see the need. Because we have seen, actually, people distributing these kids moving around, okay, selling these raffle tickets to nobodies. Now imagine how many strangers you are exposing this child to, and what is the capability of those strangers. Maybe they may even harm the child. Apart from that, what we are saying is that the gaming activity is something that we do not want to inculcate in our children while they're growing up. It is something that we don't want to introduce our children to while they are growing up, because the implications there are that they may grow up thinking this is the right way to go. They may grow up thinking that a game of chance is the right way to go, and when they grow up, they become gamblers. And this is where, as parents as well, we must actually advise our children schools that, look, I don't want my child to be approaching strangers asking for handouts. Let's look for other ways to make money as a school. The raffle tickets should be registered by the school with the ministry. But again, if the school is running the raffle tickets, they will discourage them to use children, because these are the future leaders and the future generations of our the next time, and we don't want them to be exposed to these things, and then they become addicted to gambling and taking chances, games of chances. So this is the idea.
Yeah.
So you, as a parent, you are responsible to approach the school. If you don't find an amicable solution to the problem, then you approach us to see how we can resolve it in terms of the law.
Romeo Muyunda, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I think it's 100% clear. We will perhaps still keep in touch with you with regards to other subject matter, but I think on this subject matter, I think we are clear. Thank you so much. We wish you a blessed day.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever
you are, wherever you at, you are tuned in to Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
It's Opsekop Akhira right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got the news lined up, and then after that we'll continue with so much more, especially with your voice notes.
It is where I had my first kiss. At the